Now, this story is my worst nightmare. Imagine this. You've popped to the loo at home and find a 6-foot snake curled up in the bathroom. It sounds ridiculous, but it happened this morning to a family in Rochdale. Now, they called the police. The snake was recovered and given to the RSPCA, and they called in a specialist snake handler to help. And you can guess from my nervous voice what's coming next, because the handler, Crocodile Joe, is here in the studio. It's not you I'm nervous of. It's the snake you've brought with you. Right, let's start at the beginning. Can I call you? Are you Crocodile Joe? Crocodile? Croc? Do I call you? What do I call you?
Crocodile Joe?
So, you got a call from the RSPCA.
Yep.
Who said, can you help? We've got a random snake in Rochdale. Take up the story from there.
Well, basically, I just said, okay, no problem, bring it over. Bring the snake over. I said, what type of snake is it? How big is the snake? Do you know what type it is? What species it is? And then they brought the little fella over, like, you know, and he's only 5-6 foot, you know. I've not even measured him.
Joe, I've got to be honest with you, Joe, that's not little to me. Should we? I dread to say this. I think we better have a look, hadn't we? There's a large crate on the floor, which could, to be honest, be holding box files or... Oh, you see, don't swear on the radio, Judith.
Here he goes.
That's not small.
Oh, he's tiny. He's just a little baby, really. He is fully grown. It's a Texas rat snake. You know, these animals come from Texas, Oklahoma.
Right.
And Louisiana.
Right.
And look how thick he is. He's been out of his vivarium for, 7 months?
You're gesturing to me like I need to have a... Shall I have a touch?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh. I want to channel my inner Britney Spears here, but I'll be honest. I think this might be the first time I've met a snake.
This animal's got Ooh. No pigmentation. Is leucistic. He's not albino.
He's what? Leucistic? What does that mean?
Well, albinos have pink eyes. You know, these animals, because they're leucistic, these animals have black eyes or blue eyes. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? People actually think that snakes are wet and slimy.
No, it's not. I can confirm.
They're really, really not. They're smooth and soft. They're absolutely gorgeous animals. You know, if you keep these snakes right, in the right conditions, then they'll thrive, you know. But you must get a lock on your vivarium. You really must. You know, back at Crocodile Joe's Wild World, we receive well over 200 snakes a year. Well over 200 snakes.
That have got loose. Wow.
See, this weather, I'll get 5 phone calls a day. 5, 10, 15, 20 phone calls a day.
Really? Honestly,
yeah, about all snakes that are in people's potting sheds, you know.
It's not like we live in Australia, is it?
I know, but isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it incredible?
Coming, hello. Now he's the microphone.
He's flicking his tongue because he's tasting the air. He's tasting the air to see if there's anything edible in it. These animals are great hunters. Where they come from, they'll eat bats, birds, rats, frogs, toads.
Oh. Hello, he's come to say hello. What I want to know, though, given that he turned up in a bathroom, how do you think, I mean, has he gone up through the loo? Has he climbed through how does a snake turn up in a family bathroom?
Oh. Well, there's a number of ways. You know, he could have got through a door, through a window. Ooh. You know, he could have gone through the joists. He could have even got through the loft. You know, through the loft space, just a number of ways. But I'll tell you what, he's in great condition. He's in perfect condition. So whatever he's been doing right. You know, to say, you know, it's been quite a mild winter as well.
It's understood this snake's been missing since September, apparently.
Since September. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So it's managed to cater for itself. What do they eat?
These animals, over in this country, they'd eat rats, frogs, birds, toads.
He's sat on my lap now.
Mice. Absolutely. Oh, he's sat right down and
I'm starting to relax. Really, although there's no chance, if my kids are listening, there's no chance we're getting one of these.
Do you know something? The more relaxed you are with an animal, the animal will be relaxed
with
you.
Can you tell?
Absolutely.
In its natural habitat of a radio studio. Hello. Yeah, oh, he's coming for a...
He won't do a thing to you. He won't bite you. Just be nice and relaxed. Be nice and calm around an animal. And never pat the head.
I am Zen. I am Brittany. Oh, wow. Crikey.
Look at him. All is what he'll do. He'll latch on. He'll hold on with his teeth.
He'll hold on with his teeth?
Yeah, he'll have up to about 150 small little needle teeth in his mouth.
That doesn't sound great.
Oh, he's wrapping right around the microphone.
He's curling himself around the microphone. Yeah, liking that. And, hello. What? Trying to remain professional, think of my next question here. This family, then, in Rochdale... who phoned the RSPCA. Well, in fact, they phoned the police initially.
Yes.
What advice would you give to someone who finds himself in the unlikely position of discovering a snake in the home?
Well, number one, don't touch it. You know, you won't know what species it is.
Right.
You know, you won't know if it's venomous. You know, leave the snake alone, shut the door, call the RSPCA.
Do we want him to go down there? I think he's off back to Rochdale, Joe.
I think he is. It's cheeky, isn't it?
Oh, my.
I think the owner called him Rob.
Gosh. The owner called him Ron?
Rob.
Rob.
Yeah.
Well, I know a few Robs. I'm not sure what they'll think of that. Joe,
he's coming out.
Thank you for bringing him to us. And I believe he's going to be reunited as well today with the owners.
The rightful owners. Yes.
And you think they'll put a lock on the vivarium? Is that what we're saying? Not a tank?
No.
Right.
No, a lot of people do keep them in tanks, but, you know, these snakes can be very, very strong. They're really strong, and they'll push the way out of a tank, you know. So although people are still keeping them in tanks, it's really not right. It's not right. They need a vivarium so as they can actually...
He's just winding himself around the office chair now. That's perfect, isn't it?